Hi, everyone. This is Joe Corrier with your Warren Group Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for July 2017. In July, there were 6,280 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, compared to 6,236 in July 2016, a 0.7% increase from last year. Joining me to discuss the numbers is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Joe. How'd you like the eclipse?
I thought it was enlightening in a way, I guess you could say. Rarity, but it was okay. So we've got some interesting developments in our residential scene. Residential construction is up 21% across Massachusetts during the first half of 2017. Cities and towns all across the state have awarded building permits for over 8,100 new homes through the end of June. Could this be the relief that mass home buyers have been waiting for, now facing record prices for three straight months?
Certainly, new construction is a help in the market where the biggest concern is low inventory. You know, the Massachusetts Association of Realtors last month reported that the number of homes for sale fell 32% compared with June of 2016. It's been falling steadily for 5 years now. Furthermore, the number of new homes that came on the market in June fell by 7.3%. The result is that the supply of homes for sale is now shown at just 2.9 months. So I think that the new construction is helpful, but it's clearly not sufficient to meet the demand. Mm-hmm. And that is starting to show up in another realtor statistic. Pending sales, or homes that have gone under agreement in the past month, fell by 6% in July. Now, that's the first that has happened in 2 years, more than 2 years, actually. So how do we interpret all of this? My take is that that good job growth, especially in the greater Boston area, is keeping the demand for housing very high. But low inventory is making it hard for buyers, and it is pushing up prices, which makes it even harder for buyers. One of the issues is the reluctance of baby boomers, like me, to sell the homes they currently own. The concept of aging in place seems to have taken hold, and many people in their 60s and 70s and 80s are staying put instead of moving into retirement communities or to assisted living. People are living longer and doing so in good health. That means fewer homes come to the market.
Mm-hmm. It's tough out there. And we've heard stories of buyers cutting corners, waiving inspections and their mortgage and home sale contingencies in order to win these bidding wars on houses. Could this have a negative effect on home ownership in the long run?
Well, that's an interesting topic. In the past few years, sellers have been in the driver's seat. With many offers to choose among, they take the one with the best chance of closing. So offers without a contingency look attractive to someone eager to sell in a hurry. They hate deals that fall apart. Making an offer without contingencies has risks for buyers, both short-term and long-term risks. The home might have an unknown defect that would have turned up in a home inspection, and that could cost real money. Over the long term, the impact of bidding wars could be just paying too much money. That would have mean that the equity in the home is slow to build up, and it would make it harder to sell at a profit unless the home is held for 5 or maybe even 10 years. So those are the risks of getting involved in tight bidding wars. But I'll make a prediction that we'll see fewer bidding wars than we have seen in the past, at least in the recent past. I think we are getting close to an equilibrium. Personal income and high prices have to remain in sync if we expect the market to function well. Fewer and fewer people can justify the higher prices based on their salaries. If that's the case, then they won't be able to participate in bidding wars. Homes will stay on the market longer, looking for a buyer that can afford the asking price. Offers above the asking price will become rare, just like the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. All right. Thanks, Tim, for your insights. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. If you need any more information about Warren Group products and services, you can visit us at thewarrengroup.com. Thanks.